KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The director of the South African Shelter Movement has called on law enforcement agencies to be aware of the heightened risks of gender-based violence incidents during the holidays. Fatima Mahmood says her organization sees an increase of such cases every year during the Easter and festive periods. Mahmood says public holidays can be dangerous for women and children trapped at home with their perpetrators.
Our shelters across the country are already stressed, but we remain open, ready, and committed to offering safety, support, and protection to those in need.
At the same time, KZN Premier Tami Ntuli continued his Easter observance by visiting the Oasis Church in Umlazi, south of Durban today. Ntuli addressed congregants about gender-based violence in the province.
But the scourge of the violence perpetrated against women and children is still continuing. And it's important that as the church, we pray and we also communicate a message in the church and outside that we all need to stand together.
The KZN Transport Department has attributed traffic delays on the N3 at the start of the Easter weekend to accidents and mechanical failures involving trucks. There's been an influx of travellers coming into KZN for the long weekend. The N3 toll concessions reporting about 1,000 vehicles moving through our tolls from early this morning. However, two accidents near Town Hill after midnight caused major delays. KZN Transport spokesperson Ndabezintle Sibiya says they've since held a meeting with key stakeholders, including the SA Freight Association, regarding these accidents.
It has been agreed that moving forward, efforts will be made to remove any truck from the road, especially those that are experiencing mechanical failures and those that are involved in accidents. In the past, we've had congestion on our road as a result of trucks that will be on our road for a long period with traffic building up, and this has really created a lot of inconvenience, especially for the motorists, the visitors. In this period, the worshippers.
And abroad, a Japanese bus driver with 29 years of service lost his retirement package worth over R1 million after being fired for stealing about 130 rand from passenger fares. Kyoto City sacked the man, who was not named, after he was filmed by the security camera of his bus taking about 1,000 yen in 2022. After he was denied his retirement money, the driver sued the city but lost the case. Here's what's in store for us on the weather front tomorrow. Showers and thundershowers predicted for most parts of the province. Durban, a high of 24, Richards Bay 25, Ladysmith and Ulundi 23, Margate, Pietermaritzburg and Newcastle 22, Kokstad 21, Mooi River 20 and Underberg 19. Sea swells are reaching 3 metres in Durban tomorrow morning with sunrise at 17 minutes past 6. That's all from the Newswatch team for today. I'm Nushera Sudhyal.